Thank you for calling. Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, good morning, Madison. How are you
good
doing?
Good morning, I'm good. I didn't know you could do this.
Yep, yeah, it actually, I didn't know either. It took me the longest to get that figured out. All right, hon. So what are you wanting to go over? Let's start with Fragrant Jewels. What's going on?
Okay, so I want to ask you a question about what you told me. I think it was yesterday or the day before when you told me to go in and let me see, I gotta reopen the Zen desk. You told me to send a ticket to someone.
Oh yeah, reassigning the ticket. I think it was regarding a ring.
Mhm. So when you do that and you reassign, do you just type in their name and you just submit as new?
You can if they're like you're just submitting the email as a new account. When I reassign, I always submit it as open. That way, okay, when whomever you reassign it to, they'll be able to go ahead and resolve the issue.
Okay.
And when you log back into Zendesk, you know, before you pull up a customer's account, on the left-hand side and in the middle, you should see, like, tickets you've handled and sent over. And once they are handled, they would state, like, closed.
Okay, yeah, like the unsolved and the solved ones, I see those.
Yeah.
I think it was something else. I know how to do that. Okay. I don't remember. It was something else about Fragrant on the Shopify website.
Let me see one thing.
Okay, so like for the reships, so say someone calls in and they received a large package, but they're missing a couple of items. So a lady called in and she was missing this specific ring. So I went in and I typed in the ring and it showed three of the same rings. The first two, it said the ring sizes weren't available, but in the last one, it said it was available. So I deleted it and added the last one, and when I tried to check out, it said it wasn't available. So it was, like, very confusing because I saw three of the same things, but two said it wasn't available in that ring size, and one said it was.
Okay. And you were checking, were you checking in Zendesk or on the website?
I was in Shopify. I had went in to reship, and you know where you type in the product you're looking for, and it said it was in stock, but then when I clicked to create the reshipment, it says such and such ring is out of stock.
Okie doke. So for any jewelry items, anything in the rewards point store, jewelry store, reshipping just the ring, my best bet on that is to always put the SKU number in the Fragrant Jewels group so we can check when they had updated their fulfillment center, they had got a new order processing system. So we have access to check inventory. If you pass on the SKU number, we'll look for you, see for 100% certainty if it is available for a reship. If it's not and that product is out of stock, what we can offer is an item of equal or less value if it was never sent out, if the order was short shipped, and they refuse a replacement. You can also, if they request, provide the amount back for that out of stock product that they never received. But try to get them with, you know, a replacement item if we don't have what they're wanting.
Okay, so I did have someone like that I couldn't find another ring, and she couldn't find another ring she liked, so she asked for the refund. So the way you refund those specific items, you go to edit in the order, and then you delete all the ones that you're not going to refund. Or no, would you go to refund?
Yeah, don't do an edit because it'll actually cancel out that.
That
cancel
order.
And refund that entire order, mm-hmm. even if it had shipped. So I would go to refund. And when you click on refund, there's a little checkbox next to the individual items. And I would just click on that little checkbox next to whichever is out of stock. And the refund amount should automatically update to the price that that item was. And you can just, you know, in the notes, put item out of stock
mm-hmm.
And process that. If it fails, I would place it to the Google Doc.
Okay. So I think that was all the questions I had for Fragan. Maybe not. It's like you learn something new with every customer you interact with.
Yes,
but,
and that's through everything. I'm still learning stuff every day.
Mm-hmm. But I did handle an account with Koala earlier today when I took my overtime at 7. I applied the early cancellation fee. Let me see if I can pull up Connective really quickly. And so I went in to create the order. Let's see if I can pull up Koala. I think it was one of these. Okay, so yes, it was actually him. Okay, I pulled up the right account. I went in to create new order.
Mm-hmm.
And I went back into our messages on Teams, and I looked at the mm-hmm. screenshots you sent me. So can I actually send you the link to the Connective, the one that I'm looking at? Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Send me the link.
Okay.
And which Koala?
It's the 111-5576.
For Mr. Calvin?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So he did an early cancellation. So I went to create new order. And then I seen where you told me to put in ask call center, but I didn't see that one. So I put in customer service Orexin. That's one of the products that he had. So was that right?
You know what? That is a really good question. Because, you know what? Let me ask. I've always been advised to select on ASK call center
mm-hmm.
to process this. And what I'm looking at, you know what? Let me check real quick while I have you. Because I don't know if that, I mean, I get what you did and
mm-hmm.
and why. I don't know if that's the cancellation fee or if it's like starting for a new trial. Let me check. Okay. Let's see, sorry. I'm seeing what they say about that. Let me see one thing. also? I think it was for a new shipment, actually, because when I click on the order number, it says it was created.
Oh, yeah, I see it. Yeah, I see it. It says it's pending. So you want me to go ahead and cancel that?
Oh, no, you're fine. If anything, I'll cancel for you. Don't worry. Hold on. Let me place you on a quick mute real quick, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty, Madison, I'm back.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that. So I was just double checking. I'm going to go ahead and get that canceled. It was processed as a shipment,
mm-hmm.
but it's completely fine. So what I was told, though, you can try through the Koala Call Center. And make sure when you do, let me go back and pull up the customer again. Wait. Okay, so even in the Koala Call Center, they should have one that states cancellation fee. If it doesn't and it's offered and you can't find that one, just advise them it's been waived. Go ahead and cancel. If it declines, same thing. And that's the same thing for the decline payment fee as well.
Okay. So I went in, I did the create order, and I clicked on Koala Call Center, and I see the cancellation fee, and then it says $6.59.
Yeah. Let's see, let me pull that one back up. 2218 3.
So I would delete custom fields 1 and 2?
1 and 5.
1 and 5, okay.
Yeah.
So do you want me to go ahead and do that, or are you going to go ahead and do the cancellation fee for him?
Being as he did accept and that was processed, what I did is I canceled that just now, and
mm-hmm.
I did refund the $6.95. I'm actually just going to leave it as is because
okay.
I don't want, the customer to see that billing, the refund, and then another billing, and he may call back extremely mad, So
mm-hmm.
we're just going to leave it like that. It's fine. I'm going to put some notes here. Don't worry about that. Let's see.
Thank you.
Alrighty, so that customer's good to go. Yeah, so always make sure you clear out custom fields 1 and 5 for both the early cancellation fee and the decline payment fee. Oh, was there anything else about Koala, you know, on brownstone or anything?
I think that's it. Yeah, I was just wanted to make sure I had, you know, tried to do that process correctly.
All right. Well, there is just a few things I want to go over with you as well. Let me see. Well, quite honestly, you're doing great. There's only one thing I need to go over with you on. I mean, really, you are doing great. I don't have any QAs or any, you know, time overages, so that's awesome. But there was an account sent over to me.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Gelber call you took, and this was on back on the 11th. I don't know if you remember. I can send you the call. The bank had called in with the customer, Miss Diamond.
I think I remember faintly.
Okay.
I do remember that name.
Yeah, the bank was calling in just to have assistance on refunds. And I got to tell you, I love listening to your calls. You are spot on with, you know, explaining, verifying, giving terms, explaining the charges in a way the customer can understand. Following protocol. Here's what had happened on this account, though. The account was in chargeback. You did explain this to both the customer and the bank comes back and they say, you know, oh, well, we've found it in the company's favor, basically. But even with the chargeback posted onto the account, at that point, unfortunately, there is absolutely nothing we can do. There's nothing the bank can say or the customer that mm-hmm. would make it okay to refund anything in chargeback. You did, you know, once the bank explained this, and I don't know if it gave you any type of uncertainty how to proceed when the bank confirmed, you know, it was awarded in our favor. I do have to let you know, though, you cannot refund anything with a chargeback on it, even, you
okay.
know, being you did provide them an RMA number to return. It was the watch and the pods, and you did provide a 50% refund on both.
Does that count for blacklist as well? Like, if the account's blacklisted, we can't refund either?
Well, if the account's blacklisted, it could be due to a few reasons. It could be due to simply declined payments, an admin had gotten a hold of the account, or it could be in chargeback prevention. If you review the notes and you see if it mentions chargeback prevention or chargeback posted, or if you see any one of those charge billings in chargeback, there's nothing we can do on that account.
Okay.
If it's simply blacklisted, again, take a look at the notes. If you have any confusion as to why it is blacklisted or if you would be able to refund posted in Teams.
Okay.
Because, you know, we also blacklist accounts that have declined end of trial charges so they don't attempt to rebill. All right. I got a little distracted. But you refunded two of the charges that had chargebacks. I want to let you know, just going forward, if you see a chargeback, no refunds, okay?
Okay.
All right. Quick question, because you have absolutely nothing in the system. Do you know how to get into the disciplinary system?
You it's where you go for like the speed tests and stuff, or like when you submit time exemptions, it's in there?
Yes, yes. So let me just go over this with you real quick. You're not in trouble, hon. But, you know, it is something I'm going to have to document. This is simply the first step. The first step out of five. It's just a developmental coaching showing I have spoken with you on this one issue. Again, you're getting nothing back on your QAs. You're handling calls great. So I have complete confidence it's going to be reset. You have basically 90 days to not be making the same repetitive mistake, you know, to increase to the next step. So I don't think you'll have an issue going forward with, you know, accounts and chargeback. But basically just regarding the chargeback account, the Gelber account, I'm going to type up a little paragraph. I'm going to enter it into the system and send you a reminder message as well once it's there. You can go and review, just review in writing what I've explained. You can add any questions, comments, concerns you have. You can sign it. You can even remark it as refused to sign. That's up to you. But just letting you know, it'll be there for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, that's really all I had to go over with you. Oh, one more thing. I'm so sorry. This is about this morning. Actually, a little before I'd come in. But I did notice in Teams where you had been a message. I believe you were dedicated to fragrant jewels. Were you dedicated yesterday?
Yes. Brandy had, she had messaged me in team and she was like, dedicate to fragrant. So I went ahead and dedicated. So when I logged in, I was almost a little bit late. So I was just clicking, just trying to hurry up and get in by 7. And then she had messaged me in Teams. It was like no calls. And I had ran really quickly to go to the bathroom because I was at home. And I was like, there's no point in me taking a break if there's any calls. And then she messaged me. And then I came back. I was like, oh, like I'm not even logged into all my skills. And then I did understand what she said because Fragrant isn't open until like 10. So, yeah, that was fault on my part.
Not a problem. I completely understand. That's happened to me before where I forgot to put myself back in all my skills. I've been sitting here and I've been told, you know, hey, you got to get in all skills. I'm like, okay, well, I have forgot. So I completely get it. Just want to give you a little reminder, you know, just double check your skills when you log in. Make sure you are in the right skills and, you know, of course, only dedicate to those campaigns when asked, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, now that's it. I have covered everything I needed to. Did you have any other questions?
No, you answered all my questions. Thank you.
All right, Madison, you're welcome. Well, thanks for the chat. Nice chatting with you a bit. I'll be getting with you a bit later, okay? See how you've been doing.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. You have a good day.
Thanks, you too.